Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to our 2 o'clock show. I do want to remind you, if you weren't tuned in to our morning show, we've got a new show, and we are from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8, and that's where we talk about the brighter side of everything, including brighter side of life. And right now, you've tuned into our recovery show, and this is the brighter side of recovery. I'm here with Sherry Gaba. How you doing, Sherry?
Fantastic. You know me and our recovery show. That is like my love.
It is it's your passion.
It is.
And you know, and that's really something that we've really both gotten together with, because we always want to look at the brighter side of life. And when life happens, how do we make that, you know, turn it around? Isn't that
And we want to make recovery a joyful, happy, fun word.
We don't want
it to be about, oh, recovery. We want it to be exciting. And we want it to be recovery for the families of addicts and alcoholics, the ones that don't get hurt.
No question. I do want to say we have Tom Spence here with us. How are you, Tom?
Oh, everything's just great on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Super Bowl tomorrow.
I know. That's right. You know, I do also want to thank SOBA for being one of our main sponsors. And thank you for making this is possible for us. And of course, we have lots of sponsors. And if you would like to be a sponsor for this, we would love to hear from you. I do want to give out our phone number right now, 419-0008, 419-0008-805. That is our number, 805-419-0008. And I know you always talk about if somebody has something that they're dealing with and they want to call in, you know, we would love to hear from you. We've got amazing people on our show, and Sherry's a therapist. I'm a hair therapist. I'm a mom. I'm life. We can deal with whatever's going on.
Yeah, send in your questions. We'd be happy to answer them. And I also want to mention that we have recoverytodaymagazine.com. SOBA now has its own magazine, recoverytodaymagazine.com. You can download it on iTunes. And I think you'll really enjoy it. You'll love the articles. We have Amber Smith this month. She was on Celebrity Rehab. She was a supermodel. And we're going to hear her story about addiction and love addiction.
There you go. Was she on our show, too? Right?
And she was on
our
show. Yeah,
I thought so. Yeah. All right. Anyways, I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and stay connected there for more chances to win. And talking about winning, I want to tell you all the great things that we have here to win. Also, what I want to tell you is if you are not near a radio, you can listen to us on dynamictalkradio.com every day from 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 2 p.m., and you can listen to our shows live there. Also, if you miss any part of our shows, you can listen on kimpaganoshow.com. We put all of our stuff there.
And iTunes.
There you go. Today, we are going to be talking with our first guest, and that is Dr. Alan Berger, and he is here to promote personal transformation and change, and he will be talking to us about emotional sobriety. Also joining us is Kyle Simon to talk about Jennifer Aniston's new film, and that's Cake, and how it focuses on prescription drugs abuse mentally.
And everyone is talking about it. I already have like a handful of friends that have seen it, and they love
yeah,
it. And they say, Sherry,
we need to get
your box of clean. Maybe we should go, Kim.
Yeah.
You and I'll go see it together.
Yeah, anyway,
okay.
So I'm really excited. Also, who's going to be calling in with us?
We have the wonderful Rob Hanley, who is someone that understands recovery all too well. He's going to talk a little bit more about what SOBA has to offer. He's going to talk about the magazine. He's just going to join in on the conversation.
There you go. Well, with that, let's give out our number again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're a little bit different than all the other shows. All you have to do is call in, leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And again, 805-419-0008, and listen to all the stuff that we have that we're giving away here on our show.
We have some great prizes the last 5 years from the Rubicon Theater. That's their latest presentation. Always excellent shows. They get the best reviews from the Los Angeles Times. Harlem Globetrotters in Santa Barbara. That is happening Wednesday, February 11th. We'll give away tickets for that. Stomp at the Cavalry Theater, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. That's in TO. Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, the most visited presidential library in the United States.
Really?
It's
I never
in
knew
Simi
that.
Valley.
Oh.
Yep, number one. Cabrillo Music Theater Presenting Company on January 23rd, all the way through February 8th. Tickets for that. Oh, we have some other great prizes for you, too. And we are going to be giving all those away. Some excellent hairspray. That's the musical in Simi Valley.
We got to go
You're
see
gonna
that.
You're going to check that, right?
That's, yeah, definitely. Okay, and, of course, Tom doesn't even know about all these Valentine's Day giveaway because, you know, Valentine's is one of my favorite holidays. I just like everything in hearts anyway. So we've got two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton. We've got Pete's Breakfast House, and that is an amazing place over there. Mission Oaks Cafe, if you need a place to go and have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But not only that, they've got the Super Bowl coming up, and you can go and check it out over there. We've got that. Lures Fish House. We've got the Perfect Bite Cake Balls. That's a great thing to do for any function that you're having. We've got something sexy for all you men and women out there. Kate and Lace, a gift card for there. And, of course, something that's near and dear to my life and my heart is roses and tulips. So we've got a couple flower arrangements from A Secret Garden in Ventura. And then we've got a spa gift certificate for Shanique Austin, a deluxe facial with a relaxing shoulder and arm massage, and then chocolate-covered strawberries and a glass of champagne. Can't get any
so
better than that.
So everyone's going to have their massage. They're going to have a meal. They're going to have a hotel. They've
I
got
know.
A whole Valentine's Day package.
I'm telling you. Yeah, and then if anybody's into yoga, which I'm telling you, get your thoughts together, is a month of yoga over at Camarillo Yoga Center. And then, of course, Soma Nut House is a great place for gifts, and we've got a gift for you there. And then Soda's Boutique, we've got a little bracelet there from them. So everybody's been giving us great things to give out. And again, 419-0008, and is where you call. All you have to do is leave us your name and number. You're not going to get a live person right now, but when you call, somebody will get back with you. So leave us your name and number. With that, let's start off with some Harlem Globetrotter tickets, and that's February 11th, Santa Barbara, and then February 6th through 16th in Los Angeles. 419-0008, and let's talk about $25 to Kate and Lace for some lingerie. So with that, let's start with our first guest, Alan Berger. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim.
Thank you.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
Would you like Dr. Berger or Alan?
Either one is fine for
okay,
me. Just don't call me Sue. Just don't call me Sue.
That was earlier today we had a Sue.
Yeah, we actually had Dr. Sue Johnson. She was on our show, an amazing guest too. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey. And you're here to kind of promote, I love this, personal transformation and change. Sometimes it's just something that we really need in our life, and we all get stuck.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel very, very fortunate, Kim. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I was in Vietnam from 1970 to 71. I went into the Marine Corps in 69 at the age of 17 years old, and I went into the Marine Corps with a very, very serious alcohol problem. I came back from Vietnam with an alcohol problem and also a problem with other drugs.
Wow.
And I am just so fortunate. I was the third U.S. Marine admitted into this program at the Kaneohe Marine Corps Air Station that exempted us from prosecution under the Code of Military Justice, because at that time there was a zero drug tolerance policy, so they just put Marines out on the street. They just discharged them.
So how much time do you have now?
Well, this last summer I celebrated 43 years clean and sober.
Oh,
it's
my God.
And when you meet him, he looks like he's 30. So
amazing,
you know,
amazing.
Also, I want to remind everybody, we have Rob Hanley on the
phone. I know. Rob, are you there?
I am here. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
And just join in, Rob. We just kind of make it conversational and ask questions, whatever, okay?
Yes.
Perfect.
And let's just ask, you know, Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself so we can get everybody, knowing who you are, too.
Yeah, sure. First of all, it's great to be here. I'm a pretty chatty person, a conversationalist. I would say If I'm ever asked to describe myself, you know, first and foremost, I should say I'm a, you know, happy husband to a beautiful wife.
Coming up with Valentine's Day, what a sweet thing to say. You know, we are, you know, it's funny, Tom just left the our studio for a second, but don't you feel like that's your partner in life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for sure. It's a, I think there's a lot to really the, to the gravity of commitment. And, so I really do think that the whole idea that I got you, you got me, you know, kind of a thing, better or worse.
I know that song, right? I got you, babe. Yeah. There you go. Alan, are you married too?
Yes, I am. Okay. I am married, and I have three lovely children
Thank you. So tell us a little bit. I know you've written extensively about emotional sobriety. What is emotional sobriety?
Well, it's very interesting. I mean, I love the theme of your show because emotional sobriety really fits with this. So emotional sobriety has to do with how I can stay centered and how what I do can determine my happiness rather than letting situations and circumstances or what other people think of me or how other people behave determine how I feel.
So in other words, not letting the external stuff run you. You know, it's sort of an inside job versus an outside job.
It's about freedom. It's about personal freedom. And so that's become such an important thing because, you know, there are so many things that have gone on inside me and I think that are perpetuated that create this emotional dependency. And then, you know I found myself so reactive to situations, to people and stuff like that. And then what that did is that made me come up with a bunch of rules on how people were supposed to behave so that I could feel okay.
So why are people resistant to emotional sobriety? They go to 12 steps, they get sober, but they don't do the other work.
Well, because it takes looking at who you're not. And that's really hard, Sherry, as you know, is looking at who we're not is a very, very difficult thing. And looking at the fact that, God, I have rules and I try to hold you hostage, I mean, that's not an easy thing for anybody to admit about themselves.
You know,
That's so important, you know, if somebody's going to unhook themselves from it.
I'm going to jump in here right, too, is Sherry and I, we just went out and came back, and we were talking about, you know, we want the truth in our life. We need to know that, right? And how hard it is sometimes to really hear that. But once you know what you're dealing with, is that you're able to deal with it, correct?
Right on. That's so true. And, you know, it's so funny because we talk about communication in relationships and, you know, we need more communication. But the truth of it is the communication is not the issue. The issue is your partner knows you better than anybody else. And it's very hard for us to tolerate the truth that the other person knows about us. And that's why communication breaks down is because we have a hard time listening to what the other person has to say.
It's almost like that mirror that you can't hide from because they already know your goods, your bads, and anything in between. And so then you start to maybe shut down. And so they have this information about you that maybe, you know, I mean, that might be even why relationships break down because sometimes we're not so kind about it, right?
Well, it's even more than that, I think, in some ways, because I think it breaks down because we don't know how to take advantage of that tension so that we grow.
You know, I'm going to ask Rob a question. I know you get a lot of calls that come into Sober Treatment Center from the families, from the wives, from the husbands, from the parents, the kids of the addict or alcoholics. What do you see is their issue around maybe emotional sobriety?
Well, they're not calling in, obviously, nobody would label anything emotional sobriety.
Of course.
At all. I mean, the people that are calling in to SOBA, you know, almost always it seems like it's parents of adult children. You know, they're somewhere between 18 to 25 or 26. And, you know, I see the bullseye of pretty much everything that the epicenter of all of the conversations that we would have centering around opiates and specifically, I mean, around heroin. And I find it amazing living in the suburbs myself that people would kind of scratch their heads and say, you know, I went to college, I've got a good job, I've done all the right things. Maybe my children have gone to private school or a good school, and you know, my 22-year-old is addicted to heroin. How can this possibly happen? So from there, or, you know, with any substance abuse, there is, you know, shock waves that go out. It affects every single person.
It does. So, it really does. I've heard that it affects 5 people for every addict. And I know, Dr.
Exactly.
Berger, you're going to have an Evolution of Addiction Treatment Conference. Is painkiller, prescription drug use a big part of that conference?
Well, you know, it's so funny. A good friend of mine, Dr. Stuart Finkelstein, who's an addictionologist and one of the brightest men I know, he's going to be doing a workshop called Pharmageddon.
Isn't that a
great title? Pharmageddon.
Well,
that's what happened. We know that this is the fastest growing area of addiction, is prescription drug abuse.
Because people think that that's not wrong. And I think that's where, as a family member, as a mom, I've got 4 children. One of my sons just had his wisdom teeth out. They just, you know, here's Norco. Okay.
That's right.
They don't even ask if he's an addict.
Yeah, they don't even ask
that's
anything.
Right.
And so I'm like, here, guess what? As I know, and as I've been dealing with this show and just, you know, I have knowledge of what's happening out there. The kids are bringing pills from their school, from their parents to the school, and it's like your choice, you know. If they can't get it, they're going to get it somewhere. And so
they're having parties where what they do is they take all the drugs that they've taken
they
from their parents
and
put it in a bowl,
yeah.
Mix it up, and you grab a handful, and you take that handful.
Yeah.
So what is underneath the addiction for that person? What is going on? I know there could be a myriad of issues, trauma, but in your mind, Alan?
Well, I just think there's so many setups in our culture. You know, we have all these ideas that life should be easy, and life isn't easy. It's a challenge, and nobody's ever coaches us how to deal with our feelings and how to deal with what's going on. That's why I'm so excited about this emotional sobriety issue. Is emotional sobriety is learning how to deal with life on life's terms.
And that's why, honestly, that's why I've been doing this show, is because life happens. There is just no way out of that. Life happens, and how do you look at the brighter side? How do we get through it? How do we make people feel that they're not alone, that, you know, you're not crazy, that so you go all your life, and then all of a sudden, you know, like you said, your 26-year-old, their kid's been good all this time, and then it goes into the wrong hands and starts a different lifestyle, and now you become a failure? No. It's just
right.
That we need a different training, and we are not equipped for any of that stuff.
What do you think is the brightest side that you see, Alan, when somebody gets sober?
Oh, God, there's so many, aren't there?
Yeah.
I just think it's, for me, the brightest side is that recovery, this is how I describe it when I talk to my clients and when I give presentations about it. I define recovery as the discovery of new possibilities.
I like that.
When you're discovering new possibilities, there's this, it's like opening that present on Christmas morning. What's going to be in the box, right? You know, you get so excited about what's going to happen, especially if you have no idea about it. And that's what recovery is about. You get to keep opening up these gifts and realizing there's so many more possibilities than I've ever realized and we've ever realized. And so that's the thing that's kept me so passionate and excited about my work. I help people discover new possibilities all the time.
And what would you say to a family member that's struggling with someone they love?
There is a solution. There is a solution to this, in that you're a part of that problem. Don't just think that it's their problem, that you're doing something that's allowing this thing to continue, and that if you can change what you're doing, this whole situation can change. I just had a family in here a minute ago. I did an intervention on. This young man has totaled 4 cars in the last year.
Mm.
4 cars. But that means that they bought him a new car.
Yeah,
4
I was just
going to
say, it looks like exactly.
What's the problem here? See?
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, why are you doing this? Why are you getting him a car?
Right.
I mean, see, that's the thing, is because a lot of times what we think is a good thing to do to someone is not always good. And we call that the crimes of love.
And
sometimes our loving behavior can be very hurtful.
Right. And Dr. Berger, if you're looking at this in another way, it's really that the parents don't want to see that they failed either.
They don't want to.
So they just keep trying and keep trying. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, wait, you know, we're not, you know, we need to really grab a hold of the situation. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. One, I'm so glad. I know you have so many choices out there. And this is the Brighter Side of Recovery right here. Sherry Gabas here with me. I'm Kim. We're talking with Dr. Alan Berger. We've got Rob Henley on the line. We've got Tom Spence. And I just want to say thank you so much for helping us, you know, really discover our personal journey through recovery, and that's really what we're talking about here. So tell us, you've written extensively about this. Do you have books that you've written?
Yeah, the first book I wrote for Hazelton was 12 Stupid Things That Mess Up Recovery.
And I love it.
People love that book. They just love that book. That book has been in the on Amazon in terms of the top 20 bestsellers on many, many different categories.
Wow.
So that's but my second book is really goes into depth this subject of emotional sobriety. And so we did the other side of the coin. It's called 12 Smart Things to Do When the Booze and Drugs Are Gone.
There's the positive side. I love it.
And that's like I said, what recovery is about is this discovery of new possibilities.
I love it. Can we put you on hold? We want to continue to talk with you, but we need to take a break from some of our sponsors. And is that okay with you guys?
That sounds great.
Awesome. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And we're going to take a couple breaks really quick. I do want to give some giveaways, as we always love to give out here. How about some Stomp tickets? That's February 11th and 12th, and also February 9th in Santa Barbara. The phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've also got some Shen Yan tickets. Oh, I'm going to go here. Anyways, so give us a call right now. All you have to do is leave us your name and number. We'll be right back.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down. Turning me
do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. We're talking about our Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by SOBA. And we've got Dr. Alan Berger on and Rob Henley on. And, of course, Sherry Gabas here with me.
Hello.
Hello, and Tom Spence. And we're talking really about emotional sobriety. I do want to remind you of our next guest, Kyle Simon. He is going to be talking about that new movie out, Cake, with Jennifer Aniston, and really a sobering glimpse into prescription drug abuse mentally. And that's kind of like where we really left off, is that's something that people really, families, don't really look at that being a problem. And that's really growing to be the biggest problem.
Well, I mean, there's just other recovery shows out there, but they're really focusing more on the addict and alcoholic and the recovery, which is great, and we want to do that here. But I really want to make sure that people understand this is a show about the
families.
Family member.
Yeah, exactly. How do we get help? Also, how do we feel? And really taking into account everybody's feelings. And Rob, you know, you deal with a lot of the family members calling in. What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, it kind of spans really all spectrums. And the main thing we want to do when anybody calls in, I tell everybody, is we want to offer them hope. And just look to, you know, people just need to be heard. The main thing that they want to know is there hope on stuff? And it goes beyond just, as my brother Greg says, it's not just getting them off of drugs. That takes a minute. But it really is getting at the underlying issues of what it is. And it kind of like any disease, it infects everybody. And that's why we have organizations like Al-Anon and things like that today. So,
definitely.
You know, I don't think there's one size that fits all.
There you go. Dr. Berger, I know that you have a conference coming up in Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called the Evolution of Addiction Treatment. And this conference is really focused on looking at where we have been in the profession, where we are today, and where we're heading. And it starts on Thursday with two pre-conferences, and those are for therapists that want to hone their skills. One I'm doing with Tom Rutledge called Point of Intervention, and the other one is with Dr. John Amodeo and Dr. Rappaport, and they're doing it on a technique called focusing and helping people integrate that technique that Eugene Genlin developed into their practice. But the conference itself starts on Friday, and it's just phenomenal. We've got some of the, you know, the keynote speakers are just some people that have done some amazing work in the field. We're going to be exploring the effects of shame on the therapeutic process. I told you about the workshop Dr. Finkelstein is doing on Pharmageddon. Some new research on the gambling assessment that's been done at UCLA is going to be presented at this conference, helping patients learn. I mean, it's just an array of things. If people want to learn more about it, they just go on our website at www.theevolutionofaddictiontreatment.com, and you can see the schedule.
Two things, Alan. I just want to say, number one, I hope you can come back and talk to us about shame and addiction. That is a huge topic. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, yes. And it's so important. And see, what we're going to be looking at, how therapists, you know, unintentionally can promote shame in their clients by how they interact with them and by how they question them. What we want to do is get it cleaned up on the therapist side.
Great.
Because the client's already struggling with that. They don't need a therapist dumping more shame on top.
And then I got to ask you, do you remember sitting in my backyard about 5 years ago talking about this conference?
Talking about that. This is our third cycle of this conference. And sitting in your backyard, your book was just coming out, and you were so excited. And, and look at what you're doing now.
I know, it's so great.
It's phenomenal, Sherry.
And look at you. I mean, really. I mean, you're like one of the founder. To me, you are just someone that we all look up to in this community, this addiction professional community. Seriously.
Nice to hear.
Dr. Berger, will you do me a favor? Will you send us a few of your books?
I will get you those. I'm sending them to the publisher now. They're going to be getting them to you here in the next couple weeks or
so. Okay, awesome. Because we would love to have you back and talk about this. Can you leave us with one tip that you can help a family, you know, is maybe, you know, it's funny because, you know, you start to notice a couple things and then you think, am I blind? What have I? Right. But really, don't blame yourself and don't shame yourself, because that's not going to help anything. What's going to help is
you took the tip right out of my mouth. I would say the big thing we see in families that creates a lot of dysfunction is blame. And it's not about who's creating the problem. It's about what can we do to change it, because blame makes no sense in the family. Everybody is contributing. Everybody has a part in it. So it doesn't do any good to look at whose fault it is, because it's all of our fault. So what is helpful is to step back and see, what do I need to do to change this? And this is the big thing, Kim, is that a lot of families have so much anxiety about what's going to happen if they take a stand and set boundaries, but they don't realize that they're letting themselves be held hostage by that anxiety. So we want people to be able to do the right thing because it's the right thing, and not to be controlled by your fear of what's going to happen if you don't, because that fear just continues to allow you to continue to be a part of the problem.
I love it. I do want to remind all of our listeners right now, if you have a family member that you've been putting off things, and you know, your life's not perfect. None of our lives are perfect, but you know, when it's beyond help, God, there's so many amazing people out there that can help you.
Yeah.
They want to. That's what their professional is, and that's how they can make a difference in your life. And there's so many great places there. Make that call. Make that stance today to make your life, but not only that, your loved one, because sometimes things, you don't get a second chance. So thank you so much, Alan, for being
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to coming back.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, and I can't wait to hear more about your conference. So thank you again.
Sounds good. Sherry, I'll see you soon at the conference.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Rob, will you stay on with us?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to.
Okay, perfect. Our next guest is going to be Kyle Simon, and Kyle is going to be talking to us about the new film that's out, Cake, and that's with Jennifer Aniston. It offers a sobering glimpse into prescription drug abuse, and we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Kyle.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 6 and our 7 o'clock show. And also, we are on dynamictalkradio.com. You can listen there all the way across the world. And again, we are talking about our recovery show right here. We got Cher Gaba.
Hello.
How are you? We got Rob Hanley. How are you?
It's Rob Hanley.
Hanley.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, God. Okay. There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. Just
That's
wanted to
okay.
make sure
thank
I corrected
you.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And Tom Spitz. And our next guest is Kyle Simon. And Kyle, are you there?
I am.
Welcome.
Thanks
welcome.
For having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how this relates to, Cake and the movie.
Sure. So I represent the Center for Lawful Access and Abuse Deterrence, and we're a nonprofit organization that has a dual mission of reducing prescription drug abuse and making sure people have legitimate access to these medications. So this movie Cake, obviously, about a woman who is in chronic pain and becomes addicted, this is definitely something that highlights the prescription drug abuse epidemic that the country is in the midst of.
Wow. And how big a problem are we looking at? And Rob, you can even talk to us about that.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I want to hear more.
Sure. Sorry about that. So, yeah, just to let you know, the scope of this issue, actually in 2012, about 22,000 Americans died from prescription drug-related overdoses.
Wow, that's huge.
So tell me about the movie a little bit, how it portrays, explain just a little bit of what we might expect, Rob, or excuse me, Kyle.
Sure. So in the movie, Jennifer Aniston's character is in a car accident. It claims her son's life. She is actually in chronic pain. Afterwards, she is bruised and scarred and unable to even sit in a chair in her car. She has to lay back and have a housekeeper take her from A to B. But essentially, it comes down to the fact that she's in a chronic pain support group. Although she is addicted to medications, she exhibits some of the things people see whenever people do become addicted and have substance use disorders. So she's doctor shopping. She actually crosses into Mexico and gets medications, these prescription opioids that she's not able to get from a physician and her physician. But she is basically exhibiting erratic behavior. There's delusions, hallucinations. There are, she even contemplates suicide throughout. So it does show
so
that
it touches
these
mental health issues as well.
Yeah, it really does highlight that, these medications can be life-saving when they're appropriately prescribed and taken, but if not, they can be deadly. And she is headed that way in the movie.
Kyle, and I'm sure Rob, you can probably attest to this too, is doctors are just giving it out freely, right? And that's where, are they asking any questions? Have you ever had a drug problem? Or are they asking any of those? Or is it just, is this like legal?
I'm not aware of it at all. This is, to jump in, I'm not aware of that at all. They'll say, are you addicted or have you had a problem in the past? But it's not just doctors. It's dentists and all kinds of even minor surgery that you would have because, particularly in the United States, God forbid that we'd be in pain at all. So the first thing that they want to do is treat that. How do you treat it? Well, with Oxycontin or Vicodin or some other kind of opiates and that's how you have, soccer moms and things like that becoming addicted. And what happens, I'd be really interested to see this movie. I love Jennifer Aniston, see her in a serious role like that. It's happening all the time.
It goes to show how much in the forefront this is, huh, Rob?
Tremendously. Or even, it bleeds down, what about the teenager that they've learned about Oxy or something like that from their friends and they find out, oh, mom's got that, and then they start, taking pills or stealing them and things like that. This is how, again, it comes back to my whole thing. I live in the suburbs. I was my kid addicted to heroin.
Exactly. Kyle, I want to ask you, so is that why prescription drugs abuse is such a big problem in the United States?
Well, it began with there being too loose of prescribing standards. So we're now seeing at the state level where legislators and regulators are requiring more continuing education for practitioners, healthcare practitioners, around the prescribing of these medications, because they were, for instance, Florida, just 4 or 5 years ago, they had these pain clinics that were essentially pill mills, where someone could go into this office and leave after seeing a doctor with a bottle of medications that they may or may not have actually needed. And so it was the number one state. It was the pill mill capital of America. It was Florida's nickname for a while there. But after implementing these standards, they closed down most of those pill mills. And now with these safer guidelines out there and more thorough communication on the patient side with the practitioner, we are seeing these overdose deaths actually level off. And that has happened as of 2012. Started reversing.
Yeah. So what are some proactive ways to escape depression and anxiety without the use of prescription medications?
I couldn't speak to that necessarily as someone who's not a mental health professional, but I definitely would recommend that if people do need these, because these medications do serve a purpose. But the Institute of Medicine had a report that showed 100 million Americans, or 1 in 3 adults, actually has chronic pain. And so these medications do allow people to live healthy, productive, and fulfilling lives when they're taken normally. But it's important that if someone is taking these medications, that they're frequently visiting their physician, communicating any issues with them. And on the physician side, they can actually do things like therapeutic urine drug testing to see if these drugs are being diverted or misused and people are developing disorders. So, and then another thing one of your guests spoke to was just making sure that kids don't get a hold of these things. That's definitely an issue, particularly with stimulants around studying for tests and things like that, where they think these aren't harmful medications if taken not in an improper way. But, like you were saying, it's important that grandparents lock their medicine cabinets, that they make sure these don't get into the wrong hands and become addiction.
Right. No, so true.
And what do you notice of the people coming into SOBA, Rob? Are they, you know, mostly young adults? Is it the housewife? Yep. Is it?
No, they're mostly young adults. I mean, I can't really say, well, this is what the main problem is in the U.S. or this just happens to be who comes to SOBA. But, you know, this isn't for, you know, kids in high school and things like that. It's generally for, you know, it's young adults. Maybe you're 18, 19, 22, 23, you're out of college or something like that. That's who. You know, before, when I was a kid, it was let's go out and get some beer, and now they can get, you know, heroin and opiates and stuff easier than they can get beer.
Unbelievable.
And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said it's a bigger epidemic than it was like back in the 70s, and yeah, it's bigger than it's ever been.
Now,
so,
what about the case with the marijuana being legal at you know, in different parts of the world?
Yeah.
How does that help us or hurt us?
Well, we say it's a gateway drug. I mean,
right.
What are your thoughts on that, Kyle or Rob?
Well, I would say specifically in the movie Cake, Jennifer Aniston's character does smoke marijuana. It's an interesting thing, especially with the heroin thing that Rob brought up, this evolution of the prescription drug abuse epidemic. People are, in some cases, with the access issues, because they have got so restrictive in some places where people can't get these medications for pain, or that they become addicted and they can't get the medications from whatever source they were using. They're actually switching to these more illicit drugs, and that's definitely an issue. But the prescription drug abuse epidemic is something that can affect anybody. It's any demographic, any part of the country, any age, ethnicity. It doesn't discriminate. So making sure that we're reducing that kind of substance use before people can evolve into illicit drugs is something we're trying to get ahead of.
Have you heard how the movie Cake is doing and what the response is?
And why the name
are?
Cake? Am I missing something?
Well,
does cake mean something that I should know in this field?
No, well, the movie's not. It came out, I think, at about 500 theaters, so it's a pretty limited release, and I think that's actually the biggest it's going to get. I think it grossed about $1 million last week, so it's a smaller movie. I don't think the budget was any more than $10 million. So it's definitely a departure for Jennifer Aniston, who's doing these larger film, big blockbuster movies usually. And in the movie, the reason why it's called Cake, Anna Kendrick's character, a friend of hers in the support group who ended up killing herself, and who is someone who you probably see in the commercials, Jennifer Aniston sort of has a fixation on her. the cake is what that Anna Kendrick character, no spoiler alert here, wanted to, that was the only thing she ever wanted to do in life was bake a cake for her daughter.
Oh,
and so there's sort of
a
metaphor
well,
to it.
Yeah,
really.
That's amazing.
You know, I mean, the reason why we're doing this recovery show is really to just, it's a warning. It's something that you can still make a difference in your life, your
and
husband's
a wake up
life.
Call.
It's a
I
wake
want
up call.
To wake up to see whether, you know, you know somebody. I mean, be alert, be awake, be aware of what's going on around you. Maybe there's somebody out there that you can help that you know. If it isn't a family member, maybe it's a neighbor.
Right.
Maybe it's a school teacher. I mean, this is affecting everybody.
It really, it's an epidemic out there. And Kyle, do you have any personal knowledge of this? Why did you take this journey?
You know, I think it's not something that's personal to me. I don't have I'm lucky to say I don't have a family member or I know I have friends who have struggled with this, but it's not, to me, this is something that it's a public health crisis. One of the major reasons I got involved in public policy personally is because of, you know, I think people should have access to health care, and these kinds of treatments are very important to have, but having them misused and having people abuse them is something that threatens everybody's safety. So working in this space has been very rewarding because they do serve a purpose. I want to make sure we still have them out there for people who need them, but making sure that we're saving lives by not letting them get into the wrong hands.
Yeah, I love it. And how do we find out more about you, Kyle?
Well, you can check out our website. We have a comprehensive national strategy to reducing prescription drug abuse, and that's available online. It's CLAAD.org. And I hope you'll check out LockYourMeds.org as well. That's a good place for safe storage and disposal of medication.
Great
name.
Make
sure that family members and friends don't steal or don't take your medications and put them in the
wrong hands. That's a great name.
Yeah, thank you. Kyle, can you share our show with everyone so that we can keep getting the word out there?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much, Kyle Simon. And again, go see that movie, Cake. It's just really, it's a sobering glimpse, right, of real life.
That.
And
very good.
Yeah, so I love that.
Yeah,
do we have time to hear Rob's story a
little
bit?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you know,
let's
Rob...
take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Rob. And we'll find out a little bit about Soba, his journey, and how Soba can help you or anybody that you know with that. So, again, we'd love to give something away right now. How about a $25 gift certificate to the Perfect Bite cake? And those are like cake balls. I mean, let's talk about, you know, something to celebrate. That's a perfect thing that you could do for a party or, you know, any celebration. Also, let's do something to make all of us laugh. And we've got Jason Love, Laugh Out Loud. We've got Camarillo and Westlake. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call and leave your name and number. We're different than all the other shows. And then one of the team members will get back with you and call all the way through the show. We want to hear from everybody. And also, we want to also tell you that we do have a newsletter that goes out every week to talk about all the great things that we're talking about right here. And it's just another chance to win. And if you call up, just say, I want to be on part of the newsletter. So with that, we're growing leaps and bounds. And so stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SobaMalibu.com today. Soba Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Soba Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SobaMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a few more minutes, and Rob, are you still on the line with us?
I am.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, I want to thank SOBA for being one of our main sponsors here. And, of course, this is The Brighter Side of Recovery. Sherry gave us here, Tom.
Hi.
Sherry, come back.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm actually
I know,
doing my addiction, which is texting.
There you go. There
but
you
I,
go.
I would love, you know, Rob, for you to share maybe a brief intro into your story and maybe just a brief intro into SOBA's story. I don't know if everybody knows SOBA's story.
Well, my my own story is, I think, is quite unremarkable in terms of sobriety. I've been sober now for about 21 years, and mine kind of came almost matter-of-factly. I was extremely busy and starting a few different companies up and working pretty hard. I couldn't stand to be slowed down by alcohol. I stopped drinking for a little while, and when I noticed, somebody asked me, did you stop? And that really led to, well, how far can I take this? Because before I knew it, I hadn't drank for 6 months, a year. Wow. And then I just figured, why not go? So SOBA, founded by my brother, Greg Hanley, really, you know, pretty different. It's now about 10 years old, you know, going on that time frame. And now I think the largest treatment center in California, maybe even our privately owned, and maybe even in the country. There's not enough really good things that I could say about Greg or about SOBA other than being around the work that is being done, the passion from Greg, the staff, the alumni. It's not like people would say going into rehab or you're in there for 30 days.
Oh, it's a family. It's a family.
It's a family. It's transformational. It's life saving. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, somebody can go there. They don't go for 30 days, but they might go for, you know, 90 days. They might be there for 6 months. They might stay for a year. And oftentimes, you know, they'll end up
Coming back to work there, right? Listen, I have news for you. We have someone here
in the studio that is an alumni. I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to, like, have him come out right now, but maybe eventually. And he's actually videotaping us right now. He's part of the SOBA family, and it's just to watch him doing his purpose here. I've known him.
It's
and
amazing.
His passion.
It really,
that's what it's all about.
It really is amazing. And the thing that you got to think about is, you know, let's say that you got a, it's a 22-year-old. That's, you know, somebody's child, obviously. And it's not just saving that child's life, which they're going to die without treatment. I mean, it literally is life and death. It's not an expression. But the thing is, it's not just them. If they have a brother or a sister or a mom or an uncle or classmates, it affects so many people around that one single person. So I don't know, when I think of a good work, non-spiritual good work, it's pretty incredible.
Rob, you know, we are at the end of our show, and I'm so glad that you joined us. You know,
yeah,
I almost want to like have people think of it as, it's almost like a flower that didn't get any water, that didn't get anything, and all of a sudden they start to come alive and they start to blossom.
Oh, you should see the eyes of an addict when they get sober.
It is. It's like a flower just
that's
that
a good
blooming.
Analogy.
And that's what it really, that's what I've seen. That's what it meant to me. So, you know what? I'm so glad that SOBA is a part of us. They've been a part, actually, of my show for years now, and I thank you so much for the sponsorship. I thank you for Sherry Gaba being here. We are at the end of our show. Rob, thank you again for joining us.
I want
to remind everybody that call in. If you need help, we'll get you whatever you need at 805-419-0008. And, of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Train your mind to see the good in everything. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.